Thank you for your interest in our poster. My name is Jay Thompson, and I'm the Vice President of Clinical and Regulatory Affairs. Greenwich is honored to be presenting at this conference. In this poster, we present a summary of the safety profile for our HER2-new peptide GP2 over the full course of treatment and 5 years of follow-up. This poster summarizes the safety results from our Phase 2b study. GP2 is a 9-amino acid peptide of the HER2-new protein. The GP2 peptide is administered along with GM-CSF as a vaccine to educate the immune system to fight HER2-new positive cancer cells. The data reported here was collected in a randomized, controlled, multi-center clinical trial in patients with breast cancer. Patients were randomized to GP2 and GM-CSF, or GM-CSF alone, after completing a standard course of Herceptin or after surgery if they didn't receive Herceptin. Patients were treated with 6 intradermal injections monthly in the primary immunization series. Then they received 4 booster injections every 6 months. Injection site reactions and systemic adverse events by treatment group are summarized in this poster. The most common adverse events reported are injection site reactions. Those events included erythema, which is redness and inflammation, pruritus, itching, and induration, a hard lump. Injection site reactions occurred in almost 100% of subjects in both treatment arms, suggesting that the events could be primarily a function of the shared GM-CSF component of the vaccinations, both active and control. Common systemic events included fatigue, headache, muscle pain, bone pain, and joint pain. Again, the incidence of adverse events was quite similar across the 2 treatment groups, as well as by HER2-new status, as described in Tables 1 and 2. Figure 1 depicts the incidence of adverse events in relation to immune response and disease-free survival. The majority of adverse events were temporally associated with vaccinations, and the incidence of events over time was quite similar between the 2 treatment groups. Most adverse events reported were of low grade. Higher grade events and serious adverse events that occurred were deemed to be unrelated to study medication. There was no statistical difference in the maximum severity of adverse events across treatment groups, as shown in Figure 2. In conclusion, the safety results of this Phase 2 study further support the safety profile from previous research, finding that exposure to GP2 is safe and well tolerated. The majority of patients experienced mild or moderate injection site reactions and adverse events, and these events were comparable to those seen in the control group. No safety signal for GP2 has been identified.